This episode is powered by Safety FM. Welcome to Safety Talks, a podcast about all things safety, as defined by you, with your host, Steve Sisson, on Safety FM.
Welcome to Safety Talks. I'm your host, Steve Sisson. It's been well over 2 years since I put out a podcast, and I'm going to go ahead and give this another go. And this time, instead of talking to vendors and technology companies about their products, I thought I would just tell stories, have a little fun. Maybe you can learn something. Maybe you guys can give me suggestions along the road on how to do things differently or how you would do them. And, you know, I'll give you my opinion for sure. I do want to let you know that this podcast here definitely isn't going to be PG. Periodically, I will throw in some language that will be colorful, and it's there to illustrate a point or emphasize a point, I should say. A lot of things that we do in the safety world sometimes just feel dumb. So I need to have the right verbiage to use. And most of the time that is colorful language. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about different stories from my experiences, potentially experiences from others, reading news sources that I may just find fascinating to want to talk about. So if down the road you'd like to talk about your story, or you'd even want to come on the podcast and talk with me or debate me of a process or a way to do things, I am open to that. Please reach out to me, and I'll get my contact information in this podcast later on. But I am happy to be back on Safety FM, working with Dr. Jay Allen. And this is going to be a weekly series. I'm going to make sure that I get these out every week. And you know what? Just try to have some fun with it. It's a lot of fun doing these podcasts, especially when the listeners interact with you. Many different things that we can talk about, you know, could be management and safety, safety itself, processes, programs, all of those different kind of things. Stories are really where I will be focusing on some of my experiences and how they have formed my safety career. And let's go ahead and kick it off with a little bit about me. I'm Steve. I've been in the safety industry for almost 20 years now. And just like many people, I got into safety by accident, running an operation. And they said, hey, you need to watch out for this thing called OSHA. So had to start learning about OSHA, had to take some classes and do that. And, you know, still had the title of an operations manager or a manager. And this was coming right out of the military. So I did have a little bit of, you know, what safety looked like and what it felt like. We really focused on the warehousing aspect of OSHA. So things like, you know, PPE, fall protection, chemical storage, and things like that. So once I got into that a bit, I had my first OSHA inspection. And this, gosh, I'm going to date myself now. This has to have been about 1999, 2000, right in that range where I had my first OSHA inspection. And I will tell you, I was nervous, didn't know what to expect. Nobody ever really taught me on how to deal with OSHA. Nobody told me what to do with an inspector, what to check for when they came in. You know, the basic things we know now is you check their credentials, make sure that they're there for the particular reason they've got a complaint. This one happened to be a complaint for a warehouse that our company was contracted to work inside. And that inspection was part of what we were doing, and they needed to get in there and look at our chemicals and all of that good stuff. Anyway, that was my first portion of OSHA, our portion into safety. The second time that I really got into safety is when I was running another company, and it was more of transportation, and had a plant where we were purifying water and things like that. Not only did I get OSHA responsibilities, I also got DOT responsibilities. So I was running a fleet of commercial vehicles, as well as managing the plant. So I had to know the OSHA regulations for that. And then we had some confined space. We had some very large vats that we had to contend with, and I had to learn a whole lot more in that aspect. And then I moved into back into management in a different company where I was managing septic pumping trucks. So again, DOT, some OSHA stuff, you know, work comp, all of that good things. It wasn't until I moved to Arizona, where I'm currently at, when I got into an actual safety role. A transportation company was hiring a manager, a safety manager for a charter bus company. So they hired me because I had a little bit of DOT DOT background. So I was brought in to do that. And then shortly after that, the operations manager left. And again, I was there holding two hats, the operations manager and the safety manager position. After that, I moved into a purely safety role with the public transit. I'm going to leave the company names out of it because, you know, I may not always have nice things to say about them. But for the most case, all of my career has been with great companies, with few exceptions. So I moved right into a safety manager role where we managed a fleet of over 200 vehicles. Worked that for a while. It was a lot of training, safety, DOT, OSHA, work comp, all of the normal things that you would expect for a transportation company. After that, I was promoted into a regional role where I did that for a few years, regional safety. Had California, Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, very shortly a little bit of Texas. And then moved on to a national manager or national director position for another transportation company. So long story short, a lot of transportation in my background, a lot of OSHA in my background. I don't typically get involved in some of the high risk industries like the electrical industry or in some cases some of the oil industries and things like that. So if you do want to talk about it, I would be more than willing to hear because I really do enjoy learning. That's part of why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I just want to keep my, you know, keep my safety acumen moving forward. One of the things that we're running into right now with the company I'm working for is electric buses. Now, I've been around buses for years, and I'm very comfortable around them, and I can train drivers, I can train managers, and I can train mechanics up to a certain level on how to work around the buses. But now we're moving into electric buses, and I got to see one of those last week for the first time up close. I've ridden in a few, but never got to see the working components of the batteries, never got to see the working components of all of the other parts that are different. One of the biggest things that I noticed is the electricity itself. You need to be a qualified electrician to work on those things. There is so much electricity running through those, it could easily kill you if you don't know what you're doing. So we are working on that now to make sure that everybody's up and running and trained in that process. But it's pretty gnarly stuff. So they showed us videos last week of bus fires and people getting injured from electricity, and it's scary, to be honest. Now, it's scary for me because I have not been around a lot of electricity. The only time I got around anything better than 240, almost killed myself doing it. So, needless to say, I'm a little afraid of electricity. One of the things that really, really scared me about it is the amount of PPE you need to wear. I mean, you're in a full suit to de-energize the batteries. It is nuts. Now, I know you guys in the electrical industry would say, hey, that's just normal business for us. But here in the transportation business, it isn't. So now we are on a new path of trying to, you know, figure out exactly how to handle these and keep all of our employees safe. So it's a very interesting learning experience. Luckily, our director of safety for the company I'm working for now comes from the electrical business, electrical industry, or solar power industry, and he knows a whole lot about this stuff. So I'm thrilled that he's helping getting this up and running. You know, the next thing we have is our training aspect, and then we've talked about doing it in-house. Well, at least I talked about doing it in-house until I figured out exactly what it entailed, and I realized that it's beyond me. So I can't train individuals in those things, at least at this point, because one, I'm not qualified, and two, it scares the hell out of me. I'm sure once I'm trained, it won't scare me as much, but as of now, it does. So anyway, that's my story for today. It's a short one, 10 minutes. you know, some of my podcasts are going to be short. Some of them are going to be long. Some of them are going to be very tame. Some of them are going to say F you all the time. I don't know what I'm doing here. It's going to be a whole lot of mixed match stuff. So tell me what you want to hear. I'll throw some stories out there. You know, I've been in here for doing this for 20 years. I've got stories left and right, especially when it comes to transportation. You want to hear about some of the crazy accidents we've seen either in person or via video that are on the buses. I can tell you about some of those. I've been involved in multiple fatalities, unfortunately, some with our drivers, some with third parties, some suicides, all kinds of stuff that you would expect that, or not expect, I don't know, but it is fucking gnarly. And apparently gnarly is my favorite word today, so live with that. I really hope there are some listeners here today, back at it, and back at it with this podcast, and hopefully I can grow a following, and we can interact with each other, have a little bit of fun, and see where this thing takes us. So with that, this is Safety Talks. My name's Steve Sisson, and thank you guys very much for listening. Talk to you next week.